This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Congressman John Lewis, a lion of the civil rights movement whose bloody beating by Alabama state troopers in 1965 helped galvanize opposition to racial segregation, and who went on to a long and celebrated political career, has died. He was 80. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Lewis died of pancreatic cancer. In a statement, his family says he was honored and respected as the conscience of the U.S. Congress and an icon of American history. But we knew him as a loving father and brother. He was a stalwart champion in the ongoing struggle to demand respect for the dignity and worth of every human being. He dedicated his entire life to nonviolent activism and was an outspoken advocate in the struggle for equal justice in America. He will be deeply missed. John Lewis, dead at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a sweeping call to end global inequalities that sparked this year's massive anti-racism protests and have been further exposed by the coronavirus pandemic. As he delivered the annual Nelson Mandela lecture, Guterres said that COVID-19 has revealed the fractures in the skeleton of the societies we have built. The UN chief called for a new model of global governance with inclusive and equal participation.
We need a new global deal to ensure that power, wealth, and opportunities are shared more broadly and fairly at the international level. A new model for global governance must be based on full, inclusive, and equal participation in global institutions.
Guterres's address marked what would have been the birthday of former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.